Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, it's Gabe time. Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all of football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's Gabe time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And rolling on a Thursday, July 18, 2024 is the date. Welcome in. Welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, former Memphis Tiger offensive lineman, Gabe Kuhn on X at G_Kuhn71. Alongside me, as always, is the executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show. That is Connor Dunning on X at C929. Connor, how's it going, brother?
One more sleep, Gabe.
One more sleep. Do you download it today?
Is that
what we're talking about?
It's ready to go. There's a countdown on my TV at home happening right now.
NCAA College Football 25. You're about to break open the game on the PS5. How about it, man? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, too.
Yes. I'm happy for everybody.
Man, the gameplay looks great, but...
This is the closest our country has been in years.
You really want to take that? Is that the take that you're spewing off the top of the show?
Yeah, because I'm being 100% serious.
Okay, all right. Now, we have 3 hours to talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. I'm going to talk about SEC Media Days. Greg Sankey speaks again on Florida State, and he continues to sort of throw the middle finger at them to a certain extent. We'll play some sound for you. Also, today at SEC Media Days, we had Arkansas step up. I know we have a lot of Arkansas fans in the listening audience, but we know Sam Pittman, according to CBS Sports and a lot of other publications, he is probably on the hottest seat heading into this year. What did he say about that? What does he think about where his program is at? He gave you an answer today. We'll play that as well. We have some interesting news in the NBA that I don't really know how to feel about, but I'll talk about it at about 5:30. But Russell Westbrook, he ended up doing a sign-and-trade, ends up with the Jazz for the second time in, 3 years with the Jazz, and then gets a buyout from the Jazz for the second time in 3 years. And he is headed to the Denver Nuggets. That's something I didn't have on my bingo card.
I didn't really expect
to happen. I know that the Nuggets have to replace some production from some of the guys that they let walk the last couple of years, Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, guys like that. But replacing all that with Russell Westbrook was something I just did not expect to see. We'll also talk about Summer League. J.J. Jackson's starting to really come into his own.
He's cooking.
Especially offensively. He's looking very, very good. We'll hop into the Blitz around 6:30 and get into some Rookie of the Year talk on both sides. NBA, WNBA. WNBA, Caitlin Clark keeps setting records. And in the NBA side, you'll be surprised, or maybe you won't be. I don't know. If you follow the news, maybe you won't be that surprised. But there's a certain player that will not win Rookie of the Year that is the most bet Rookie of the Year at this particular moment at most sports books, including ESPN Bet. As far as guests are concerned, on today's show, bottom half of this hour, for the second time in 2 weeks, bring on one of my former teammates, Alan Cross. Alan Cross will join. He has a camp coming up on Saturday at Bartlett High School. He's coaching at Bartlett High School as well. If you are K through 8th grade, make sure that you check out all the details. We'll give you all the details as well if you have a kid that is kindergarten through 8th grade. So he'll join at 4:30. We'll also talk about Memphis football and what he expects to see coming up this season as we inch closer. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins from the Jeff Calkins Show and the Daily Memphian. And then 6 o'clock, Kyron Samuels. Kyron Samuels will cover SEC, college football in general. I want to get his opinion because he is the nephew of Chris Samuels. He used to play at Alabama, so he's very entrenched in that Alabama Crimson Tide culture, understands what's expected of that program every single year. They have a new coach, and I want to get his opinion on that new coach, Kalen DeBoer, and what this team will actually accomplish this year. But we have plenty more to talk about with Kyron at about 6 o'clock. Now, let's start with our good friend Greg Sankey. Greg Sankey was, let's just say, asked about Florida State again. He was on a podcast. This podcast, let me find the exact name here. It's called Next Round Live. So this was today at SEC Media Days. He is still talking about Florida State and answering questions, but I still think he's relatively mum on the idea of adding them to the conference. Go ahead and play the sound, Connor.
So one of your first comments was 16 today, 16 tomorrow. And Florida State has been a big talking point. So what are positives with Florida State and what are negatives? You know, Florida State was a great brand at one time. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I don't think the SEC needs Florida State, but is there something that is alluring about Florida State?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, let me try to amplify this. Florida State is not happy in the ACC. Would you give me that? They don't seem happy.
Right, from the outsider's view, I guess it seems that way.
So I will be a representative from Florida State. We don't like the ACC. We see the SEC as the best brand. We love the money the SEC brings in. We want to be part of the SEC.
Well, we really had this great session, Mr., where I talked about really focused on our 16. And our presidents have said very clearly, we're not going to be entangled in legal issues around any consideration of expansion. So that's not a conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're not going to take our pie and slice it into more pieces. We have to grow the pie.
All right. I think that is another FU directly to Florida State. Now, some people could view this as, okay, they're still going to negotiate behind the scenes. They're just going to wait to see how this whole thing plays out. And they may still add Florida State, depending on the situation. To me, we've been talking about this since last Friday. Is the juice worth the squeeze? You have the litigation going on with Florida State. They've been a bad member. They've been a bad teammate to a lot of those teams in the ACC. Why do I want to go get them right this second when they get out potentially of that grant of rights and bring them into my conference to cause a disruption? Why do I want to split my pie that I just negotiated? All this money that we have coming down the pike to new members, by the way, with Texas and Oklahoma, why do we want to continue to split that? They're stuck at 16. They feel good at 16. Florida State does not seem to be in their future plans in the slightest. I can't. We've been talking about this since last Friday. We've talked about it every day since. And Greg Sankey keeps telling folks, even though he gets asked the question every single day, he keeps telling folks, we're not interested. I don't know if we'll ever be interested. And if we are going to be interested, let's wait until they get done with their damn litigation before we have this discussion.
Again, I ask you, why would the SEC be interested in adding Florida State and or Clemson right now?
I don't really see.
What are the pros?
The pros are two good football brands.
Okay.
But you have 15 of 16 seemingly good football brands already in the SEC. So how much better are they? How much value do they add?
What are the cons?
The cons are they're caught up in litigation.
Uh-huh.
They've been bad teammates to people in the ACC.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have leverage in this conversation.
Uh-huh.
SEC has all the leverage.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yes, it's not that complicated. And for people to keep asking this to Greg Sankey, I almost think it's unfair. Because he has to, I mean, you can see how he's responding to these things.
He's quite annoyed by it.
He's getting annoyed by it. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I from the outsider's view, it does seem like they're unhappy. He's being very, you know,
I will say credit to that. Credit to them. They kind of saved that moment there. Because there was a second where you're like, oh, no, is he just going to stonewall them completely? And then, you know, him flipping to, okay, I'm going to act like I'm a Florida State representative and you just talk directly to me. Pretty good play by the guy.
Yeah,
pretty good play.
I don't know how much more obvious he has to be.
He basically said F off.
Yes. He's saying, I don't want to get caught up in litigation. We're not going to take our pie and slice it into more pieces. He is being as obvious and upfront as possible about his interest or lack of interest in Florida State. And then that goes back to yesterday as well, where he sort of, he flipped them the middle finger by saying, you know, Georgia didn't make it. They were one of the top four teams last year, but you didn't see us hooting and hollering and, you know, going nuts in the media about them not getting into the college football playoff last year. That was a direct shot at Florida State. He continues to do this. I don't know why people are continuing to ask him, quite frankly. He has given you an answer. He's given an answer on multiple occasions.
Florida State, we tried to tell you yesterday. They're just not that into you, dude.
Yes, and
they're just not that into you.
One thing I still can't really understand about Florida State and their current situation, they feel like they're disrespected in the ACC. They feel like they're not getting equitable treatment. But I think their ultimate goal is to get into the Big Ten or the SEC. Do you really think you're going to get equitable treatment if you somehow buy your way into those conferences? You'd probably be at a half share or less than a half share. You'd have to pay money out of your own pocket to join one of those conferences. If you feel like you're being disrespected in the ACC right now, imagine what it'll be like when you get into the SEC. You're going to be on a level playing field with maybe the Ole Misses and the Tennessees and the Oklahomas of the world, sort of middle of the pack programs in the SEC, where you are top dog in the ACC. I just don't really understand their ploy here and their play. The ultimate thought process here for them was to get into a bigger conference, get a bigger TV media rights share. But ultimately, that's not what's going to happen at the end of this. And it would be hilarious to me if they spurn the ACC to end up joining the Big 12. To split that thing up into 17, 18 different, contracts with each particular member of the Big 12 on the third. It's third in line as far as TV media rights are concerned. It just seems like Florida State is over their skis right now and they're reeling.
If you're Clemson, you're kind of happy that Florida State's taking all the body blows when it's kind of a package deal. The idea of it is that if Florida State would leave, then Clemson would probably go with them. But for some reason, Florida State's just getting all of the blows, and Clemson's like, oh, just kind of over here. Nobody's really talking about it much. They're getting a bit lucky with the discussion points.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, I don't think Florida State will be a member of the SEC.
We could
have different discussions about this at a later date once the litigation passes in the ACC, which will take some years probably at this point. But it seems like Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, is even close to entertaining that thought.
Well, I do have a serious question for you. Let's fast forward to the day that the SEC does decide to expand again, because I would be surprised if there is never a day in which they do decide to go ahead and do that again. Would Florida State be at the top of that list, or do you believe there would be some schools ahead of them?
I don't know if there'd be schools ahead of them necessarily, but at the same time, I don't know if the SEC at 16 members with no divisions at this moment, I don't know if they're interested in the next 5 to 10 years of really expanding, unless their hand is completely forced, which I don't foresee, especially on the football
side. They have all the power, yeah.
Especially on the football side of things, I just don't see any reality where, okay, maybe Florida State's at the top of that list, but do we even want to crack that list out? Like, have we even made that list yet? Do we even care?
Right, they probably have, because you know who was at the top of that list? Texas and Oklahoma.
Yes. And they got them.
And they got them.
Yes. And they just now joined. And they're trying to get used to them right now. So that list you're talking about, sure, maybe Florida State and Clemson are at the top of it. But is that list even valuable? Does that list mean anything at this moment? To me, based on what I'm hearing from Greg Sankey, based on what he's telling us about chancellors and presidents within the SEC, that list means nothing. That
right.
list is probably not in existence right now.
Well, it's just because, and he keeps bringing it up, the litigation mess that they would have to go through, it's not worth it for them. It's just not worth it for them.
Yep. 100%. Now, to our Hog fans, we saved Arkansas for last today at SEC Media Days, and we know that Sam Pittman was going to field a lot of questions about his current situation at Arkansas after coming off a 4-8 year. We know that he turned around that program, but everything has sort of spiraled out of control on him the last couple of years, 7-6 and then 4-8, and 1-7 in conference last year. So he fielded a question about being on the hot seat, and this is what Sam Pittman had to say today about that.
Chris Hummer, 24/7 Sports. Just 2 years ago at this event, you're coming off a 9-4 season, and we're one of the most popular coaches in the country. Now,
well, fair. I'm popular now, yeah. Just the wrong way.
Well, I was gonna say, fair or not.
I'm hot.
I was wondering, fair or not, like you are popping up on those lists. How do you think about the way?
I'm
narrative...
like start of the list.
How do you think about the way narratives can shift in this sport in such a short amount?
Yeah,
of time?
Isn't it crazy? You know, 2 years ago, I was a keynote speaker at AFCA and was one of the top six guys for the Coach of the Year award. Isn't it crazy? So I want to be that guy and not this one that was out there last year. I think we can be. Listen, what's fair is fair. I mean, if you're going to get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut. And what's fair is fair. And to be honest with you, the only one that can really control the hot seat is me and what we do with our football team. And it's never been about me, so I'm really not concerned about it. I'm concerned about the state, the players, and our staff. So, and we got a good football team.
Yeah. You know what's great about Sam Pittman is even through all of the heartache he's probably going through because he wants to have this job, he wants to be the head coach of Arkansas. It's late in his career. This is his only opportunity that he's been able to capitalize on as a head coach. He still has some fun, right? He still can be the happy-go-lucky, you know, tell it how it is, coach. And I respect that about him. And I think that's why a lot of Arkansas fans out there, maybe you're disappointed with the way things have turned out since that 9-4 season. You had a 7-6 season, then a 4-8 season where you were 1-7 in the SEC. Maybe you're disappointed with that, but I still think that he is on the good side of a lot of those Arkansas fans because of the way he conducts himself, and he seems to be a good leader of men. Does that always equal, you know, coaching at the highest of level, winning at the highest of levels? No. But he has gone through a lot of staff turnover because he is very much, he's an O-line coach, so he has to have play callers on the offensive side and the defensive side. He's lost some of those guys. Everything spiraled a little bit. But I still think there's a lot of people in Arkansas that want to see it ultimately work out. Now, I want to rewind to last year, Connor, because I think this is an important conversation to have and to put into context around Sam Pittman. Yes, they were 4-8, 1-7 in the SEC last season. But when you look at some of their premier matchups and premier games, they were this close. They were so close to being able to get over top and spring an upset. They went on the road to number 12 LSU. They lost by a field goal, 34-31. They went on the road to number 16 Ole Miss. They lost 27-20, just by one score. Then they went on the road against number 11 Alabama, who almost beat the eventual national champion in Michigan in the college football playoff four, and they lost by a field goal 24-21. It's not like he's that far off. Now, what we really need to have a discussion about is his thought process going forward. You have Bobby Petrino on the offensive side. You lost Barry Odom over the years. He's doing a good job at UNLV. Can you continue to have this cycle of offensive and defensive coordinators and continue to have some level of success? I think that history shows us that's really hard to do. Nick Saban was able to do it, but again, he's the best college football coach of all time. And then the other part of this is, where are you at in recruiting? Do you have any hope for the future? Not necessarily. Arkansas is at the bottom of the SEC right now when it comes to recruiting rankings, transfer portal rankings, and everything else. That will bite you in the butt quicker than a 4-8 season will. And I think that's where we're at with Sam Pittman. I really hope that he can salvage, you know, a potential bowl win this year, and maybe they'll have a debate about keeping him or not. But when you look at this schedule, it's going to be hard to do. You have Oklahoma State on the road and you're out of conference. You're going to have to deal with Auburn on the road, Texas A&M on the road, Tennessee at home, LSU at home. I think you can win a Mississippi State game, but again, it's on the road. You have Ole Miss, Texas, and then Mizzou on the road to end the year. It's going to be a really hard schedule. I really hope, because I like Sam Pittman, that he can manage it, but I do think this could be the end of it for him at Arkansas when it's all said and done.
I hope it isn't. I like Sam Pittman a lot, too, and I think he's a great fit for Arkansas. But at the end of the day, this is a results business, and if you can't win, you know, on a consistent level, you got to go. And, you know, they do have a completely new offense this year. Like you said, Bobby Petrino's coming in as the OC, but they did have a new O-line coach. They have a new wide receivers coach. So hopefully their offense has a bit more dynamic play to it, because I think that that's always been a bit of a criticism with Sam Pittman, is that, you know, they've always been hard-nosed teams, but the offense has always been lacking a bit. So I think that's what they're hoping comes this year. But that's a big if, you know what I mean? And
my problem is, I think they've taken step backs at way too many spots along the offense for me to believe that offense is going to go well.
And do you think that's tied to recruiting mostly?
I think it has to do with recruiting and also not being able to retain your stars. Uh-huh. KJ Jefferson's off to UCF. Rocket Sanders is off to South Carolina. You have Talen Green coming in from Boise State. Boise State was totally fine with Talen Green leaving, because you know what they did? They brought in Malachi Nelson, a former five-star. So Talen Green is a step back from KJ Jefferson. You have Jaquindon Jackson coming in as your running back. That's a step back from Rocket Sanders, who was sort of at the top of the SEC leaderboard rushing yards wise as long as he was on the field. And across the offensive line, you've lost a lot of guys over the last few years. I know that generally speaking, he does well on that side because he is an offensive line coach, Sam Pittman, but you have taken some steps back in that realm as well, and you don't really have some players on the outside that you trust. In the grand scheme of things, you don't have wide receivers that are really going to press the issue and be great targets for Talen Green down the field. Now, we'll see how that looks when they actually get on the field, but it does not seem like that offense is going to be near what it has been the past few years. I know Bobby Petrino's coaching it, but I wonder if he's lost his fastball to a certain extent. He's a lot older. He's used to a different style of offense, and I just don't know if it's going to be the perfect fit. I do fully expect him to be fired at some point this year, maybe at the end of the year. But I am one of those guys who is a big fan of Sam Pittman and really hopes he can save himself, salvage himself this year.
How many wins do you think that would be?
7 or 8?
I was going to say 7 feels like the sweet spot.
I wonder, more than a bowl qualifier? 6 wins, I don't know. Because Arkansas fans are very much in this boat where they feel like, hey, you know, and when we compare ourselves to Tennessee and Ole Miss, these teams that, you know, have a chance to get in the college football playoff, they sit there and they're like, well, we have money like that. We have the bankroll. We have the NIL money. We can go hire a new coach, a good coach, maybe an up-and-coming guy. So, like, they're sitting there like, we are ready to compete in the SEC on the football side. 1 year of 9-4 does not necessarily do that for them. Now, they expect consistently, you know, every 2 or 3 years to be in that top 25, to have a chance to be at the top of the SEC standings, at least the top 5. So they have more realistic expectations than a lot of SEC programs. But I think they're in the spot where they really want to go compete on that side. They want to go make something happen. And I don't know if Sam Pittman, considering what the SEC is now, adding Texas and Oklahoma, I don't know if he's prepared to do that.
Well, and it's not like asking for 7 wins is a lot. From Arkansas. You know what I mean? Like, that seems very fair from the fan base to be like, hey, man, just get 7 wins and you can stick around. Because I think a 9-4 season, you know, that protects you from a 4-8 season for 1 year. It doesn't protect you from 2 bad seasons, though. It gets you 1 more year.
Yep, 100%. But again, I hope it works out.
I hope it does too.
I just don't see it
necessarily
working.
It's going to be hard.
I think when you look at their preseason win total right now, it's at 4.5. So they're going to have to exceed that pretty substantially if Sam Pittman wants to keep that job. But I'll say this about him. Regardless of if he keeps this job or not going into next season, he will have a place to land. I don't know how close to retirement he is, but he is one of the best offensive line coaches in the country. We saw Matt Luke get fired at Ole Miss not too long ago, and he landed on his feet. He's been at Georgia as an O-line coach, Clemson now. Like, I think Sam Pittman is that type of guy where even if he gets fired at Arkansas, he will have a nice landing spot. Now, if he does get fired, I do wonder how Arkansas fans will ultimately remember him. It was a short tenure. It would have been a short tenure if he does get fired. But will they remember him in a bad light? I don't necessarily think so.
I think positive.
He was taking over a program in absolute shambles. Absolute shambles. A program that had no hope. And he brought back some hope. He got them into the top 25. He peaked at a 10 ranking in that 9-4 year. And even, you know, 2 years ago, he started in the AP top 25 preseason. So he brought back hope to a completely lifeless situation. I don't think he'll be viewed super negatively, but it's not going to be the best. He's not going to be remembered the best in Arkansas lore, I can tell you that much.
I think he's really well-liked, but at the end of the day, you got to win football games.
Yeah, being liked is not winning football games.
Right.
Right. You have to. You can win press conferences, you can win with the fan base, but you have to win on the field. And I think he has lacked that the last two seasons.
Sure.
And ultimately, that leads him to where we're at. He is at the top of the list for hot seat rankings, no matter where you look, whatever publication. Now let's go ahead and grab our first break today, and when we come back, in studio, we're going to have my guy, former teammate, Alan Cross. He's got a camp coming up for that. We'll give you all the details coming up next.
Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back rolling on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN, and joining me in studio, former teammate of mine, H-back tight end, ultimately played for the Bucks, but I think better title here. Bartlett football coach. He's a Bartlett football coach. How about that? Yeah. Alan Cross joins now at Alan Cross _ on Twitter or X, whatever you go by. What's happening, brother?
Man, what's happening, brother?
You good? Yeah. How's the summer been?
Man, it's been good. We've been grinding, getting in at 6 a.m. every day. You know, we're leaving about 11 o'clock, so we're getting after it, man. A little practicing, feeding the kids, all that stuff.
5 hours?
Lifting and practicing. We're getting after it, man. Inside run.
Kicking their ass a little bit.
Inside run gets to popping like old days, baby.
Wait, do you have pads? Can you do pads right now? No.
No, but it's like
it's old live.
Times. It's live. Live and in color.
I love it. What's your so are you going to be you told me you're doing freshman, right? So
yep.
You coach an offense? You doing OC
and
stuff?
Yeah. So okay. Freshman is you only got two or three coaches, so you kind of got to do a little bit of everything, but when it pertains to varsity, I'm going to help the O-line and
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now.
Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tight ends.
Okay.
Me and the head man's going
to
do it.
Yeah, holler at me about your offensive philosophy. That's what we need to know at that level.
Hey, hanging the hat on inside zone and gap schemes, baby. A little power, a little counter, you know, a little GY. You know, switch it up with the GT counter every now and then, but just mainly inside zone and RPOs. He does a little – he's got a little Gus Miles on in him. He played with Morvell at UCLA.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're kind of little Gus Miles on tree, so spreader the better type stuff.
No, I like that. I appreciate that. Now, let's talk about your camp you got coming up on Saturday. Yep. Kindergarten through 8th grade, 9 a.m. to 11:30. How have sign-ups been? That type of thing.
Yeah, so we're going to do sign-ups at the door. Well, I'm going to handle it like that this year. I've done Eventbrite and all that, but I think we're just going to do it at the door and just see how many we get. But, yeah, 9 to 11, when y'all get there on the home side of the stadium. That's where we're going to register at. Registration's from 9 to 10 o'clock, and then we'll round them up, and we'll get ready to roll in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, so what's going to be on the docket? We have them going around different stations.
We're in stations, you know, doing footwork drills, things of that nature. Just basic, you know, all-around drills just for kids. And middle school might be – they might – if we got enough, we'll split them up. You know, half-field, middle school drills will be a little bit more I'd say harder, I guess, is the word, than the elementary school guys. And at the end, teach them a little, you know, one-on-ones, things of that nature. You know, hit the five, man. Let's roll on out.
All right, so first 50 free. Is that
that's
the idea
it, man.
There?
First 50 okay. to get there is the free.
And then $20 free. For anybody $20. Else after yep. that. We'll man, that's a good deal.
Yeah, we'll have Venmo and Cash App. You know, I'm still old school, pen and paper, you know, the dead presidents. But, my wife's got these things printed out where they, you know, scan them. Or you can bring cash. Bring cash.
Okay, so do you have any former teammates coming up?
Yeah.
Who we got? It's up in the air right now for me. I'll let you know.
Chris Schutz will be there.
Okay, shout out.
SLP. Try to get Kaiser, but he's working for the fire department. Lonnie B might slide through. Don't know yet.
Lonnie Ballantyne.
Yeah, he's over at St. George's. I haven't hit Bobo up, but I know he's busy down in North Panola. So really just kind of those guys, to be honest with you.
Man, we got a lot of dudes that we used to play with coaching around the area, huh?
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do. I'm sure I'm missing some few for sure. So.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yep.
Now, for you, I want to hop into this real quick. I didn't talk to you about it last week. What do you think about Memphis football, man? Where we're at? Just state of the program first. Because I go over there and I see that damn facility and it just blows my mind. And I know there's other things. They have nutritionists.
Man.
And I know you coached there for a little bit, too.
Yeah,
did some work, so you got to see a lot of it.
Sure, yeah.
But it's nuts, man.
Yeah, I was there when they transitioned from not South Campus, where South Hall was, where the old coaches are.
Yeah, the old AOB.
So I was there when I got the last taste of it that spring, and then we transitioned to in that summer. And, just seeing it, it's definitely unbelievable. And like you said, it keeps growing. It's got a big TV in the indoor. I'm sure they're going to use that for practice. And at the end of the day, you don't even got to watch tape anymore and just – turn around and see it. You know?
Right.
See your mistakes right there.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I take a lot of pride in it. I know you're the same way. But, it just feels like the groundwork that was laid in 2014, and you were there before that. So you got to, when I committed to the University of Memphis, I was committing to a 4-8 Conference USA team that won their last four games of the year. It's just like the pride that I think a lot of us take in where it's at right now. Obviously, we wish we were born 5, 6, 7 years later so we could get the NIL and everything else. But there's a lot of pride we take in it.
Man, no doubt. Like you said, even before that season, we only won 2 ball games my redshirt freshman year, you know. Mississippi State comes in and Cowbells are clanging back in the day and they hung, I think it was a 40-piece on us. And I was like, well, the hell did I get myself into?
Now, I hate to do this. Were you on campus for the UT Martin?
Oh, yeah.
No, gosh.
Yeah, Jordan Hankins was the DC there.
What a time.
Oh, yeah. He said it was their Super Bowl.
What a time compared to now.
It was tough. Hell. And that was you know just scratching the surface back. I remember I think it was Fuente. He did a radio thing back you know about a year ago, and he said he really didn't see it until the UCLA game.
That's my drop dead point too. But I remember before that game, he's like, "Don't be surprised if you're in the game.
Don't be surprised.
He said that before the Ole Miss game as well that we ended up winning in 2015. Exactly. Is that your drop dead game where it's like, okay, we got it?
Yeah, I mean, we got Brett Hundley, Miles Jack, Eric Kendricks, all them cats playing defense that I even played against in the NFL, and we're right there with them. So I was like, that was the game where I was like, okay, this is it.
They were. The NFL talent on that team was nuts.
Stacked.
Now, I think Miles Jack, I don't know why his career did. Maybe some injuries and stuff like that. Sure. Eric Kendricks still kicking around the league with the Cowboys,
rolling.
Man.
Still rolling. I remember when he was in Minnesota. I ran a little 5-yard in, still feeling it to this day.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. So, yeah, it just goes with what you just said, that they were stacked.
Yeah, he was best player on that defense, too, I think.
No doubt.
He was all over the damn place.
Was.
He was unblockable. Miles Jack was a little different. You could get into his body a little bit because he had the offensive responsibilities too. He had his head in a different spot. Yep. Eric Kendricks, full-time middle linebacker.
Rolling like Ray Lewis.
Had it ready to go. Why do you think we were able to stick in that game looking back in it? Because I remember they were like talking to some of the guys on the UCLA defense after the game. They're like, who's your OC? And I'm like, well, that's
the head man.
You know, that's the head man. He runs this. He's like the misdirection that we used to run used to just get in everybody else's head.
I'm with you on the schemes, but think about it. That was the third year. And everywhere I've been since I've been coaching, everybody have said it takes 3 years.
Yeah.
And that was the third year when it clicked. You know what I'm saying? So he's done bestowed whatever he wants in us. You know what I'm saying? By the time, you know, I've had, that was 2 years. I had 2 years with him just, you know, getting yelled at and whatever the case may be. And we finally, I guess, bought in enough. And we all just said, screw it, we're going to do what we're going to do, and we're going to listen to him and, you know, listen to Shebest advice and so on and so forth. And I just think that was the time it clicked, and we all was just gelling together.
Yeah.
On top of the scheme as well.
Yeah, in 2014, we had a hell of a defense, too.
Oh, yeah, that's we something. Did.
No and then doubt. After that, yeah. we kind of fell off a little bit.
Because
Odom was off into, greener pastures, went to Mizzou, did his whole thing. Now he's at UNLV doing his thing.
Yes, sir.
I hope the defense can pick up again this year.
They will. I think they will. Jordan's going to bring an aspect to it where he's a great communicator. The kids are going to respond to him well. At the end of the day, you can, like, put Jordan in Memphis and say he went to an Arlington or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using that as an example, and people would be like, okay, yeah. You know, he's kind of one of us.
Yeah, so to you, having been around even before me, what changed in 2014? Like, what really changed? I know you say it takes 3 years.
Sure.
But, like, even the year before, my redshirt year, it was like you're in every game, but you just found a way to lose. And we always talked about behind the scenes, there's a way to – you can learn how to win or you can learn how to lose. Mm-hmm. It's way harder to learn how to win. It's easy to learn how to lose. And it felt like that team in 2013, that 3-9 team.
We were
learning how to lose. The UCF game.
Yep.
Marquise Warford fumbles it on the kickoff return.
Exactly.
They have an easy short field to go tie the ball game, go win the ball game.
I think it, like, just goes back to, you know, you just keep digging and keep plugging along and keep putting your chip in. I mean, that's what he said, do every day.
Yeah.
And eventually the ball's going to roll your way. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, if he tucks it a little bit, you know, higher and tighter, whatever the case may be, it might be different. But it kind of just comes back to, you know, you just keep doing your thing, keep digging, and eventually, hopefully, it works. And I really, truly believe that's what happened, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's about discipline, too.
I think
that year before we had some issues that I'm not going to bring forward at this particular moment. We had some issues off the field that year, that first year I was on campus.
No comment. Well, that's an off-air topic.
Yeah. There's a reason I didn't actually bring up the stories, brother.
And obviously that has something to pertain to it as well that year. So
So working with Silverfield, holler at me about like what you think about how he runs the ship. How do you feel about the way he runs that program?
Man, it kind of goes back to what I said about with Jordan. You know, the kids are bought into what he's doing. I mean, it's really just I'm not going to say you know not changing the script to what Norvell did. You know what I'm saying? But obviously it's a successful script, so. Why change it? Just kind of tweak it to what you truly believe in. And that's what he really did, to be honest with you. And the kids, obviously, the ball just kept rolling down the hill and it just kept going. And and the kids that they recruited, you know, that Norvell was a part of at the end of the day, you know, just kept bought in and kept doing what they were supposed to be doing.
But, like, the tweaks, though, like those tweaks that you're talking about with Ryan, right. Like, what are those? I think there's a different type of player he's bringing in. Like, it's going to be a little more trenches-based. He's an O-line coach, correct. That type of thing. But, correct. Like, those tweaks, they're very subtle. But you can notice them if you pay attention hard enough.
Yeah, I'm, you're right about that. And obviously he's got the NIL money now to kind of, you know, throw at the kids. And that is what it is. That's just part of the game, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it's just like going from eyes up, keep climbing, to eyes up, all in. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, mind over me, you know, type of matter. And, you know, not me over team, but team over me. So
yeah. And Norvell's doing a hell of a job, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's still going to study all that tape and stay up there all night long. That's what he does.
I keep trying to tell folks, too. Like, there's certain drawbacks. Like, he's going to be hard on you every single day. Ryan, same way. But he's going to be very, very hard on the O-line, the trenches, that type of thing. May loosen up a little bit on the skill positions.
Just
one thing that I consistently see with him, though, and I just say it to this day, like, offensive minds in college football, he's got to be top three, top five.
Man, easily. No doubt. He was definitely, like, he loved to kind of figure it out on the fly, you know what I'm saying, and to hear him on the headset when he got somebody or got, you know, a telltale, whatever the case may be. And, you know, like he just attacked it, and it obviously always kind of worked.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, have you gotten back into the NCAA football game, football game?
Or have not.
You got kids, you got kid.
Retired, brother.
You got wife. Yeah. It's just like you got coaching.
Right.
It's done. So we used to play NCAA 14 all the time, brother.
All the time. No, it was everywhere, I remember now. I got to hang it up, brother. I'm retired.
Yeah.
Retired from
it. Well, do you golf? What do you do for what's the hobbies right now?
I'd say golfing, to be honest with you. But like you said, I got a wife and the kids, you know, just trying to spend as much time with them, so I'd really say they're my hobby right now.
Yeah, so here's the truth of it. Memphis, highest rated group of five team in that game. And I think for a lot of folks, highest rated group of five team just in general, when you look at certain publications. Mm-hmm. The thought of them making the college football playoff blows my mind, because I was there in Dallas when they were in the Cotton Bowl, and it seemed like the run out, playing against Penn State in that stadium, like, you get chills.
You get chills.
The thought process of the college football playoff is a totally different ballgame.
No doubt. I mean, I was up top in the booth. You know, I was on the headset. You know, I was the O-line GA that year. So being there at that game, we were supposed to be there that year.
Yes,
that's just is what it is.
Well, and then the Tulsa missed kick, you're definitely supposed
to be there. Sure, no doubt. No doubt, yeah.
Football gods on the side.
No doubt.
On your side.
Hey, like we said, if you start doing the things right, the ball rolls your way.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, they're there, I believe, and if they deserve the right to be there, they will.
Yep, talking with Alan Cross, one of my former teammates, played tight end at Memphis, H-back, also played some fullback in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, when we talk about your connections still in the NFL, connections with college football, how much do you use those to this day?
Man, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I still talk with Dickey and obviously Sheeves, like we were talking about off.
What's Darryl? What's Coach Dickey doing?
He's just hanging out, man. I don't think
he was an analyst last year for somebody.
At Georgia, I believe. And
I
don't think, no. I think he's done.
Okay.
I think he's done hung it up a little bit. But yeah, you know, try to talk to them guys as much as possible. Staying in the loop because you never know. So.
Yeah, is Fuente back into coaching, or is he like he's doing some type of analyst work.
I think he was at Indiana or something around there, but I think he's fishing, man.
Well, and they have a brand new coaching staff.
So I think he's just back home fishing in Texas, just hanging out.
And then we have the UNLV guys still kicking.
Still kicking. Vance Vice and old James Shebest, they're living together, I believe, over there, you know, on the strip, doing what God knows what.
I'm going to ask this. Plain sight for everybody. Who's the craziest coach? Is that Shebest that we ever? Vice? Vice up there?
Coach Vice. Yeah, when Coach Sheeves was rolling. I'd say Coach Vice. You know, he stayed on my butt all the time. Even when y'all, you know, walking in y'all's O-line meeting room, his saying, you know, no one ever drowned in their own sweat.
Connor, I'm not kidding. Connor is laughing over here. That was actually on the side of our meeting room. There is a thing that said no one ever drowned in sweat.
And he would tell you to rub a brick on it if you broke a bone. It's like, you know, rub some mud on it.
What?
Is he wrong?
No, he's not wrong.
And to be honest, I mean, he's got a good bloodline going. You know, his kid Brock. Kid Brock's balling. He was at Creighton, or is he somewhere else?
I think he's in North Texas playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember he used to bring him in. It's like he's 6'6". Yep. And we're like, what? How old is this kid? Mm-hmm. He's like, he's 13. Yeah, it's like, 13. Well, damn. Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah. Good genes right there, brother.
Yeah, for sure.
Good genes.
And he had that old school because he was a tight end, too.
Yeah.
And then in college. And he blocked for Barry Sanders.
No doubt.
So he was hard on you, I'm sure, even though you weren't even in our damn meeting room.
He stayed on me.
Yeah.
Stayed on me. He still has the mullet to this day.
Yeah. I mean, that's a classic look. You can't go away from the mullet.
Sir. You're right.
Until you start losing, like, the hair.
Correct.
Until it starts to get bald on the back, you can keep the mullet rolling.
Yeah, and start losing, so.
Yeah, brush that thing back and get it rolling. But them at UNLV, they should be at the top of the group of five, too, right there.
They're right there.
It's crazy, too, to see how he turned around. Coach Odom, Shebest, and Vice, how they turned around that program. That program has no history, quite frankly.
No doubt.
And they're in Vegas, and like you would think, okay, you can bring some fans out, but you have to win. They've never been able to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's definitely just implied what he's done. You know, obviously with what we did with Memphis when Fu was there, and then obviously what he did at Mizzou and Arkansas, you know, just taking that over there. Don't forget Dreams there, Keem. He's a DB.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Keem Davis is there. So
yeah.
A lot of Memphis guys.
Yeah. Where have his stops been?
He's at Southern Miss with Hop.
Remember, Did he have a little bit of
Hopkins.
No, I don't remember him.
But he was there, and I think he just kind of went from there to UNLV, I believe. Or, no, he was at Austin Peay. He was at Austin Peay.
He never had any NFL stops.
Playing or coaching?
Coaching.
No, not that I know of, no.
I know, so maybe I'm sort of mixing him and Reggie Howard, who's now at Memphis, DBs.
He had a bunch of stops. Redskins, NFL. I mean the Redskins.
Well, the Commanders.
Commanders, yeah, he was
it's
just
hard.
There.
It's hard, I'm still
Yeah, he was at Washington, okay?
Yeah.
he was just there as an analyst, I believe. Yeah.
They should have kept it as a Washington football team.
Yeah,
keep me from getting confused.
The Commanders.
What a bad name.
I don't know what we're
what
doing
a terrible
here, guys.
Name, man. What a terrible name. I can't get over that.
No comment.
It's absolutely nuts. Now, let's hop back into this before I let you roll. Tell me about what's going to happen at your camp coming up this weekend and all the details surrounding it.
So, obviously, once we get started, we'll split the guys up, stretch them, things of that nature, and we're going to run them through about four stations. Obviously, if it's too hot, we'll give them some water, things like that. We're going to take care of them. Once that gets over, it'll be probably about 45 minutes, give or take, and then we'll do some one-on-one reps, teach them, O-line guys how to hit the five-man, switch converting, how D-line, how to pop it, roll your hips, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Probably might get some 7-on-7. Who knows? Whatever the case may be. Whatever, really, at that
kids are going to want to throw the ball around and compete.
And there we go. So just really whatever the kids want to do. It should be done around 11:30. But, yeah, get there. Registration 9 to 10. We're just going to go have fun, man. T-shirt comes with it.
Yeah, so $20 entry fee. First 50 will be free, and then the payments will be directly at Bartlett Stadium on the home side, right?
Correct. Park on the home side.
And then those payments will be through Cash App, Venmo, and then cash in general.
Straight cash,
okay,
homie.
You'll have straight cash.
Straight cash, homie.
You like the greenbacks.
Man. Yeah. Can't trace them, baby.
Love it. Well, brother, I appreciate the heck out of it. Thanks for coming in, man. And for everybody out there, make sure you go check it out. 9 o'clock to 11:30 a.m. I know we've reminded you a bunch, but on the Bartlett High School home side is where check-in will be. First 50 will be free. $20 entry fee after that. It's the Allen Cross football camp. There's going to be other former teammates there. And just make sure you get there. It'll be a good time.
Man,
it'll
be a good time. It will. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
I really do.
But he is Allen Cross. Former tight end, H-back at the University of Memphis, and also with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on X at Allen Cross _. Now, I do have to tell you, before we get out, and I know Allen's going to have to sit here and listen to me read a live, but at the same time, if you're looking, we're Thursday, so you're going to be getting close. You may be getting to a liquor store before the week is over.
College football 25 coming
in. Get some libations heading into the weekend. College football 25, you may be sitting around and enjoying yourself playing that game. So when you get to the liquor store, I know you try to reach for that national brand. You try to do it all the time. It's hard to break the habit. It really is. But you need to break that habit because we have a brand in Memphis that does it better. That's Old Dominic Distillery. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey. They have bourbon, and they have a new bourbon line that just came out for the 901. It's 90.1 proof. Goes down smooth, and it goes down smooth with the wallet, too. It is not that expensive, so go check that out. But it's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city is one from Old Dominic. Shouldn't be a surprise because the distillery is right here, right on the riverfront. 305 South Front Street is where you can find them. They have events all the time. You can book a tour and tasting at olddominic.com and check out their products as well. They're also the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Two bar locations inside FedEx Forum. So if you're going for a concert, going for a game, go get a craft cocktail that is made by Old Dominic. And you can ship those Old Dominic spirits everywhere, whether it's a birthday, we get closer to the holidays, ship them anywhere in the United States of America. They make a great gift. But Old Dominic Distillery wants me to tell you to come by and make sure that you say hi. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, it'll be hour number two, and leading off hour number two is our guy, Jeff Calkins. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.